In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today's Mass is being offered for the repose of the soul of Teresa Chesa Burnaby, my mother. Today we should especially pray for Liliana, because she's not with us today. You took her to Las Cruces yesterday, and this weekend. Tell her that we miss her. It's only been a few days. Today in the Gospel, we have something that's difficult for you and I to grapple with here because of our desire to find real perfection. The Gospel speaks of the young man who wanted to be perfect. He said since his youth he had kept the commandments. He said he had striven so strongly against, and he probably had. But he was lacking something, and he knew he did. It shows you that he's a really good guy. Because even though he had done so much, he knew that he still had fault. He said, I still lack something. What is that? And so to have one who searched his own soul so much and to still know that he lacks, that's really good. When you and I look at ourselves, do we still see that we have lacking? Or do we say that, well, I mostly got it all right? Mostly good? I can't remember the last time I murdered somebody. I don't really commit adultery in any way. I don't do all these things. I really try to be kind to those around me and be merciful at least as far as I think I can. Make some small things, but what am I still lacking? What am I still lacking? It's important to spend that time. When we're here before the Lord in the Blessed Sacrament, do we ask those questions? What am I still lacking? What am I still lacking, God? I'm still lacking in something in perfection. Will you reveal that to me? Will you give me the grace to really let that thing go? Whatever it is. Little by little, to offer myself to God more by more, and then be able to follow. You know, that's what our time before the Blessed Sacrament is really supposed to be all about. Growing in that knowledge of who He is here on the altar with us. Not just merely burying our heads in a book that we're studying or a piece of scripture that we're trying to move further in, but really to grow in that relational movement of, God, let me follow you a little more. Let me love you a little more. Let me give myself to you just a little bit more because you want me to be perfect. And you actually make it possible. It's actually possible to be perfect in this life. If anybody else tells you otherwise, they're liars. They don't know what they're talking about. It is absolutely possible to be perfect in this life. Jesus didn't say it would be easy. He said it's taken up the cross. We're going to get more into that when we talk about our Saint, Saint Stephen of Hungary, when we speak to you in Spanish in just a moment. We'll get really down to brass tacks and what that is. But before we get there, I want to share with you something, a little meditation, a little prayer, really, of Saint John Eudes, and leave you with that before we enter into the Spanish one, just to let this be a prayer. And so if you want to close your eyes and just pray this and try to agree, Saint John Eudes has something really great. We'll celebrate his feast day in just a couple of days here. I think it's on the 19th. This is what he says. He prays, O my God, I give myself to you as my end, as my center and my supreme good. Draw me to yourself. Grant that I may continually tend toward you. You alone be my pleasure, my glory, my treasure, and my all. My God, I give myself to you as my king. As St. Augustine says, give me the grace to do what you command and command what you will. O my God, I give myself to you as my prototype. Imprint upon my soul a perfect likeness to yourself. I give myself to you as my ruler and as my protector. Direct me according to your holy will and preserve me from all sin. I give and abandon myself to you as my sovereign. Do with me what you will. I give myself to you as my judge. Willingly I submit to you all the judgments that you have exercised and ever will exercise upon me in time and in eternity, saying with all respect and submission, as the psalmist says, you are just, O Lord, and your judgment is right. As St. John says in his book of Apocalypse, yes, Lord, my God Almighty, true and just are your judgments. Lastly, O my God, I consecrate, and I sacrifice myself wholly to you as my God. If I contained within myself every created being in all the lives of men and of angels, and if I had 1,000 worlds within my hands, I would sacrifice them all to your supreme honor for the accomplishment of your most holy will. Oh my God, employ your almighty power, your most infinite goodness, to take possession of me, to consecrate me to yourself, and to immolate me completely and forever all for your pure glory. When we can pray that prayer, that's the time when we've achieved perfection. Let it be our meditation in this Mass. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
In el nombre del Padre, del Hijo y del Espíritu Santo. Amen. El gran rey Esteban de Hungría, que celebramos hoy, dio este consejo en su hijo cuando se preparaba para dejar este mundo. Él le dijo a su niño, mi amado hijo, delicia de mi corazón, esperanza de que prosperidad, te ruego, te ordeno, que en todo momento y en todo fortalecido por tu devoción a mí, vuestros favor no solo a los parientes y a las más eminentes, sean líderes o hombres ricos o vecinos o compatriotas, sino también los extranjeros y a todos los que vengan a ti. Cumpliendo con todo tu deber, de esta manera alcanzarás el más alto estado de felicidad. Sé misericordioso con todos los que sufren violencia, manteniendo siempre en tu corazón el ejemplo del Señor Jesucristo que dijo, quiero misericordia y no sacrificios. Sé paciente con todos, no solo con los poderosos, sino también los débiles. Por último, sé fuerte, no sea que prosperidad te eleve demasiado o la adversidad te abata. Sé humilde en esta vida para que Dios te eleve en la otra. Sé verdaderamente moderado y no castigues ni condines a nadie inmoderadamente. Sé amable para que nunca te opongas a la justicia. Sé honorable para que nunca traigas voluntariamente la desgracia a nadie. Sé casto porque evitas todas las asquerosidades de la lujuria, como los dolores de la muerte. Todas estas virtudes que has señalado anteriormente construyen la corona real, y sin ellas nadie es apto para gobernar aquí en la tierra ni alcanzar el reino celestial. Estas son las palabras del rey santo de Hungría, Esteban. Para nosotros, le dijo a su hijo que honra a los extranjeros, es decir, a las personas que son diferentes en pensamiento, aspecto, cultura, ideología de lo que somos nosotros. Lo hacemos. Le insisto a mostrar misericordia. ¿Juzgamos nosotros los pensamientos a las intenciones de la gente? Le insisto a tener indiferencia ante las riquezas y la pobreza. Gastamos y gastamos cuando tenemos y luego nos enfadamos y envidiamos cuando tenemos poco. Somos excesivamente generosos cuando nos va bien y luego tacaños cuando tenemos menos. O incluso damos desde nuestra pobreza. Pide a su hijo que sea sensato en sus castigos. ¿Castigamos nosotros por nuestra frustración y nuestra ira a nuestros hijos o nuestro cónyuge o esposo con nuestros enemigos? ¿Mostramos dureza en nuestras críticas cuando esperar un poco para juzgar dará un mejor resultado? ¿Hacemos realmente honor la castidad y huimos de la suicida de la lujuria como nos insta el santo de Hungría? ¿O toleremos programas que nos hacen un poco consequíos porque sabemos que no caemos muy lejos? ¿O nos entrenaremos con amistades y atracciones que nos hacen sentir deseados o amados o queridos, aunque esté más alá de nuestro matrimonio o estado de la vida? Tal vez esto parezca un poco fuerte por la misa entre la semana. Tal vez sí, tal vez no. Pero San Esteban dice, todas estas virtudes componen las joyas de la corona real. Sin ella nada es apto para gobernar aquí en esta tierra ni alcanzar el reino celestial. No son solo para los reyes y reinas de esta vida pasajera, sino que se espera lo mismo para los que son reyes y reinas en sus almas, como cada uno de nosotros somos. Recuerda, estamos llamados también a participar de la realeza en el reino de los cielos. Pidamos la ayuda de San Esteban para adquirir estas virtudes, como nuestro patrón celestial. Él conoce el camino hacia Jesús y está aquí con nosotros en esta misa. En el nombre del Padre, del Hijo y del Espíritu Santo.